平安带来这个世界。
He proclaimed that he shall bring peace to this world.
在他里面有真实的平安。
In him there is a true peace.
可以超越这世上的苦难。
And this kind of peace would surpass all the difficulties and pains of this world.
可以让我们远离黑暗。
It also brings us away from darkness.
可以让我们与神和好。
It will reconcile us to God.
主耶稣在这世界上也宣告真正的自由的大好信息。
In this world, Jesus also proclaimed a true freedom and a true message.
让我们有选择的权利。
So that we have the choice to choose.
那我们选择的这个标准是在于圣经的真理。
And our ability to make that choice is based on the biblical truth.
主耶稣说我们能够晓得真理，真理必让我们得以自由。
Jesus said that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free.
所以我们可以有美好的结果。
So that we're able to have good outcome.
今天晚上在这里与大家分享主耶稣所宣告的另外一个大好的信息。
Tonight, I would like to share with you another great news that Jesus has shared.
就是活水的江河。
Which is the stream of living water.
我们来请大家看约翰福音第七章三十七节。
Let's refer to John chapter 7, verse 37.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 37.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。三十八节。
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。这段经文是一个非常好的消息。
This passage.It's a very good news.
耶稣向这个世人宣告。
Jesus proclaimed to this world.
就是他要把圣灵来赏赐下来。
That he wants to give his Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是天上神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God in heaven.
我们借着领受圣灵能够与神交通。
Through receiving the Holy Spirit, we're able to communicate with God.
我们能够进入神的生命当中。
We would be able to enter into life.
我们能够真的认识他。
We would truly come to know him.
这就是信仰最真实的证据。
This is actually the proof of our faith.
上上个礼拜在太平洋教会在一样是在那里布道会。
Two weeks ago, in Pacifica of Northern California, we had this similar convocation there.
然后呢，我们白天有去访问一位一户信徒。
During the day, we went to visit a family.
一对老夫妇。
And it was an elderly couple.
那这个，他这个太太是我们教会的信徒。
The wife is a member of our church.
那先生是大陆来的。
And her husband is from mainland China.
那么这位老先生他是在这个从事科学的研究。
He is in the scientific research field.
他说凡事都需要证据。
He said that everything needs to have proof.
没有错，信仰不是盲从的。
It is true that our belief is not blind.
我们就是要拿到那个证据。
We need to have a certain proof.
耶稣基督他来这个世界，他已经告诉我们证据在哪里。
When Jesus came into this world, he had already given us proofs.
就是这天上神所赏赐的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that God has sent down.
我们拿到我们认识神，我们借着圣灵可以完全的认识神。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can come to fully know God.
那就是最真实的证据。
That is the truest proof.
让我们知道我们人在这个世上原来还有另外一种生命。
It allows us to understand that there is another life in this world.
什么样的生命呢？
What is this other life?
我们想说在今天这个世界，
If we think about it today in this world,
你觉得满足吗?
Do you feel satisfied?
你觉得很多人都会觉得很满足吗?
Do you feel that a lot of people feel satisfied?
可能你所听到的都是不满足的声音。
Perhaps you hear a lot of dissatisfaction.
无论他得到了多少，无论他在什么样的一个地位。
Regardless of how much people have received or where they are in their status,
他永远也不会满足。
They would never be satisfied.
这个世界是由欲望在推动的一个文明世界。
This world is a civilization that is powered by desire.
这是一个很大的灾难。
This actually is a great calamity.
因为人要用欲望来满足自己的需要。
Because we are using desire to fulfill what we want.
只有越填越大洞。
It is a hole that we try to patch and would only end up making bigger.
欲望这个洞是永远填不满的。
This is a hole that can never be fully patched up.
只有把它越填越大而已。
Well, we can only make it larger by trying to patch it up.
这个世代的人是不会满足。
The people of this world would never be fully satisfied.
就如圣经上所说的，这好像一个饥荒的年代一样。
This is just like what the Bible explained, in that this is a time of drought.
人的心中为什么会存在那么大的不满足呢？
Why would people have such emptiness in their heart?
我们看圣经阿摩斯书8章11节。
Let's refer to Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
阿摩斯书8章的11节。
Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Chapter 8, verse 11.
人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听神的话。这一段经文就这么说到。
This verse is saying,
天上的神说，日子将到，就是到了现在这个时候。
The Lord God of heaven would say, Behold, the days are coming,
将会有饥荒降在地上,
that there shall be a famine on the land.
是神所命定的。
This is actually predetermined by God.
但是人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
But people are experiencing famine not because they are without bread.
干渴并不是因为没有水喝。
They thirst not because they are without water.
乃是因为他们不听神的话。
But rather, it's because they do not hear the words of the Lord.
所以人的心中充满了很大的虚空。
That's why our hearts are filled with emptiness.
他不知道什么事物可以让他得到满足。
It seems that we don't know what can truly fulfill us.
我曾经见过有一个国中的学生。
I have once come across a middle school student.
他可以一天到晚坐在电脑前面，在这个网络世界里面，在那里游荡，在那里玩那个电动。
He can spend a whole day sitting in front of a computer surfing the net.
除了上课的时间,
outside of school time,
从他放学回来,
Ever since he would come back from school,
就开始坐在电脑前面,
he would sit in front of the computer.
到礼拜六、礼拜天放假,
even on Saturday and Sunday,
他就是从早到晚, 都坐通宵都坐在电脑前面,
he would just sit in front of the computer from morning until night.
只是一个学生而已,
he's only a student.
你看他活在今天这样的世代,
if you look at him, 他的, living in this world,
他的心中那个 那样的饥饿到底怎么样可以满足呢?
The hunger in his heart, how can it be filled?
他不论打多久，就算他三天三夜都不休息，一直打，他也不会觉得就够了。
Even if he plays with the computer for 3 days and 3 nights straight, he would not feel that was enough.
这是一个很奇怪的世代。
This is actually a very strange generation.
人在虚空的里面在追求满足。
In emptiness, we try to pursue a fulfillment.
拿虚空的东西来填满自己，越填越空。
And we use the empty things to try to fulfill us. And the more we do that, we feel even more empty.
小孩子是这样，大人也是这样。
The children are like that, and the adults are likewise.
大人啊，不断的在追逐这个啊，他所想要的，满足这个他的物质的需求。
The grown-ups are also trying to pursue after worldly satisfaction.
但我不知道啊，人的欲望到底到什么时候才会满足。
But I'm not sure when this desire can really be quenched.
啊，这个人的欲望把这个物价啊，把这个整个经济带动活络。
Our desire can actually bring up the economy.
但是到最后变成泡沫经济就破灭了。
But at the end, it's just like a bubble that would get burst.
啊，台北市最高的房价啊，这个地标的房价啊，哎，那个叫什么？一平三十六个啊平方尺哈，三十六平方尺可以卖到这个三，哎，三十万平方尺卖到$3,000,000。
三十六平方尺。In Taipei, 36 square feet.Could sell for $3 million in U.S.
啊，就是一亿的这个新台币了哈。
That is the equivalent to ten
啊，对不起，三十万啊，不是三百万，
三十万。
哎
，So $300 U.S. dollars
啊，就是一千万台币。
$300,000 U.S. dollars.
这个。很疯狂哈！
That actually is very crazy.
啊，人这个一块地只有讲台这么半个讲台那么大，就可以卖到这么高的价钱。
If you imagine, that's probably just about the size of part of this podium, and that's actually how much it would cost.
啊，这个就是无穷尽的欲望。
This is actually an aimless desire.
啊，最贵的汽车一部可以卖到啊这个。$400,000在台湾。
And the most expensive car in Taiwan would sell for about $4 million.
一亿两千万的新台币。
And also that is the Taiwanese equivalent of in the billions.
这就是人类无穷尽的欲望发展的结果。
This is the result of our endless desire.
然后他能够开到那一台。那么好的车，他就满足了吗？我看也不会吧。
Will that person be really satisfied if he can drive that car?
人真的很可怜。
And it's very pitiful.
在挖那个永远啊，在填那个永远不会满的一个洞。
We are trying patch up this hole that can never be patched up.
让自己陷入更深更深的洞里面去。
Instead, we dig a hole for ourselves to fall further into.
这就是。先知书上说的，这是一个饥荒的年代。
This is what the prophet was referring to as a time of famine.
人要从哪里可以让自己满足
？Where shall we find satisfaction？
主耶稣已经宣告了。
Jesus already proclaimed.
信他的人，就像经上所说的
，Those who believe in him, just like the scripture had said,
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
That out of his heart shall flow the rivers.Of living water.
这是唯一满足的方法。
This is the only way we can be truly satisfied.
我还没有看到有其他方法可以让人得到真实的满足。
I have not seen any other way for men to truly fulfill their heart.
除非你认识神。
Unless you come to know God.
你跟他交通，在圣灵里面的祷告。
Unless you communicate.To him through the Holy Spirit.
那是一种非常满足的感觉。
And that is actually a very satisfying feeling.
主耶稣宣告这样的美大好的信息。
Jesus had proclaimed this great news.
他唯有他可以让我们得到真实的满足。
Only he can bring real satisfaction.
在约翰福音里面讲到他跟一个撒玛利亚妇人在传道里的时候。
In the Gospel of John, it mentioned that when Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman about the truth.
她知道这个女人已经有五个丈夫，她现在有的不是她的丈夫。
He knew that she already had five husbands, and the person she was with was not her husband.
这个女人在婚姻上也不用没有得到任何的满足。
She also was not satisfied in her marriages.
她有那么多丈夫，但是她依然 没有得到真实的幸福。
She had so many husbands, and yet she was not truly satisfied.
耶稣才会跟她说。
So Jesus would say to her,
利用那个机会跟她要水喝。
To ask for water using that opportunity.
因为耶稣坐在井边，那个妇人来打水。
And Jesus was sitting by the well at that time when she was drawing water.
她就顺利借着机会跟她要水喝。
So Jesus used that opportunity to ask for water from her.
然后告诉她。
And said to her,
喝这水，井水的人还会渴。
Those who drink of this well shall thirst again.
喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But those who drink of the water from me shall never thirst.
后来这位妇人她认识耶稣，她为耶稣来传福音。
Later on, the Samaritan woman came to know Jesus and preached of him.
她知道真实的满足何在。
Because she knew where true source of the satisfaction is.
耶稣应许给我们的就是这么好的信息。
What Jesus has promised us is this good news.
人的生命中有活水的江河。
In our lives, we have these rivers of living water.
让我们得到真实的满足。
It allows us to have true satisfaction.
活水的江河带给我们一种喜乐的人生。
Rivers of living water bring to us this joyous life.
我们在这个世上生活有喜乐吗
？Do we feel joy living in this world？
可能很多人都是喜乐的时间比较少。
Perhaps a lot of us would say the times of joy are few。
可能这个焦虑忧愁的时间比较多。
On the contrary, the times of worries are a lot more。
我们会为我们所遇到的事来忧愁。
We often worry about things that we encounter。
我们会因为别人的话来忧愁。
We worry because of what people say.
我们甚至于因为不知道什么原因就在忧愁。
We even worry for no reason.
现在的人越来越多这样的一种不平安。
Nowadays, more and more people are experiencing this type of unpeace.
生命缺乏那种喜乐的感觉。
Lives are lacking that feeling of joy.
因为对没有找到生命的主。
Because we have not.Found the living Lord.
之前小弟有见证到一位何姐妹。
Earlier, I had testified about this sister Ho.
这位何姐妹呢，她从年轻就开始有了这个忧郁的倾向。
Ever since she was young, she had this tendency to be depressed.
她一直不知道人为什么要活着。
She would not understand fully why would we need to live.
她有很好的家庭。
She came from a very good family.
她生活没有缺乏。
She did not have any need in her livelihood.
但是她始终不明白人为什么要活着，为什么有生命的存在。
But she could not understand why would human beings need to live.
然后人家就建议她去学美术，可以丰富她的人生。
Some people suggested to her that she should learn.Arts or painting so that she can enrich her life.
她就念这个大学，在念东海美术系。
So she went to study arts at this very good school.
那是一间蛮好的学校。
That is considered a very good school in the area of arts.
她学的美术并没有让她的人生又比较有色彩。
But after learning that, she still did not feel that her life was really enriched.
她的疑问并没有得到解决。
Her problem was not solved.
人家就跟她说，你赶快去你可能要嫁一个好先生，就不会胡思乱想。
So some say to her then that she needs to marry a good husband, then she would not think towards the bad side.
她真的嫁了一个非常好的先生。
So then she married a very good husband.
很爱她，又没有不良的习惯。
Who loves her very much and does not have any bad habit.
但是她还是没有喜乐。
But she still was not joyful.
到她后来，人家说你若有小孩，生小孩你就不会胡思乱想。她真的就生了小孩。
Later on, some people tell her that you just need to have children and you would not think.Of the strange things, and then she had children.
但是她有了孩子还是一样。
However, her situation did not really change.
就像我那天说的，她在那一次差一点就跳楼自杀。
Just like what I was sharing the other day, that she almost committed suicide.
她在阳台上向天呼求。
In the balcony, she was crying out to heaven.
神啊，如果你存在，你让我找到你。
Saying, God, if you do exist, please let me find you.
她从心里面发出的那样的呼求。
That is the cry from her heart.
因为她太苦了。
Because the pain was too much.
她好几次在路上，她想要结束她的生命，故意走到路中，看卡车会不会把她碾死。
There were several times she really wanted to be hit by trucks by walking into the middle of the street.
但是她没有被卡车撞死，她反而被司机骂得半死。
So she was not actually hit by any truck. Instead, she was scolded by many truck drivers.
你要死去别处死，你不要害死人啊。
If you want to die, go elsewhere and don't let me take the blame.
她这样子，结果就像那天我们，就像后来发展的，她的朋友在我们教会有一个同事是她的朋友，我们教会信徒是她的同事啊，带她来教会。
Later on, there was a member of our church who was her colleague, and she took her to our church.
当她第一次进入教会
，When she came to church for the first time,
教会的门
，She walked through the door of the church.
她感到有一股热流从她头上灌下来
，She felt there was a stream of warmth that came through her head,
从头到底
，and
到脚底
，went all the way to her feet.
她觉得从来没有的舒服的感觉。
She felt this sense of comfort that never happened to her.
那个叫她不要自杀的声音又出现了，说就是这里。
The voice that told her not to commit suicide said, "This is the place."
然后她就到楼上去，就像我们今天晚上这样的布道会，听那个布道的道理。
So she went to the chapel and listened to the evangelical message, just like.What is happening right now?
当她坐在那里听的时候
，When she was sitting there listening,
她这样子形容
，She described it this way.
她说，这个台上的传道，他引用圣经上的很多的话。
The speaker, the preacher on the pulpit, used the Bible to describe a lot of things.
她说，每一句就像一个雨滴一样滴在那个很干裂的那个田地里面。
Everything that was said was like a drop of a rain that had come upon this very dry ground.
她的心越来越活，越来越喜乐。
Her heart became more and more alive and joyous.
这个世界上真的没有再有这样的地方可以让她得到这种喜乐。
In this world, there was nothing else that would give her that kind of joy.
后来她就到前面去祷告。
Later on, she came forward to pray at the front.
天上的神赏赐她宝贵的圣灵。
The God of heaven gave her the Holy Spirit.
后来她就进入我们的教会。
And then she was baptized into the church.
那到现在在我去年在注目教会，她还有她也在那里
Even up until last year, when I went to visit the church that she was at, she was still there.
看她真的，我从来不相信她以前见证的人是那个样子。
When I look at her now, I cannot believe who she was.
她永远脸上都是带着笑容。
Now she always carries with her a smile.
对人都是充满着这种热情跟亲切。
And towards people, she always feels very gentle and very genuine.
好像是一个发电机一样。
Just like a generator.
能够给周遭的人带来那种活力。
She's able to generate a lot of energy to the people around her.
她是从哪里得到这样的喜乐？
Where does she find or source this joy?
因为她的腹中有活水的江河。
It is because out of her flows the rivers of living water.
是从真神那里所领受的。
It is source from the living God.
人的生命要需要天上的神所赏赐的这样的喜乐。
The lives of men need to have this kind of joy.
这也是主耶稣应许要给求他的人的一个证据。
This is also a promise, a proof that the Lord Himself has promised.
另外，活水的江河就是一种力量。
The rivers of living water is strength.
我们看到这个河里的水滚滚的向前流，充满了这种活泼的力量。
When we look at rivers where the water are flowing forward, very energetically, it actually is containing a lot of strength. The Bible also describes it this way.
我们看以西结书47章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47.
从第一节开始,
starting with verse 1.
这是先知以西结看到的异象。
This is the vision that Prophet Ezekiel saw.
他看到圣殿的这个, 门槛下面有水往东流出去。
He saw that at the back to the door of the temple, there was water that flowed from under the threshold of the temple towards the east.
然后流出去就慢慢汇集成河。
And then it was flowing and started to form a river.
那在第三节开始, 他这么说道。
In verse 3, he started to say this.
这个神的使者他在河边往里面量了一千轴。
When he made a measurement, it was 1,000 cubits.
那这个范围里面他可以涉水到他脚踝而已。
With that, the water only came up to his ankles.
然后他又量了一千轴,然后水就到膝盖。
Then he measured 1,000 more, and the water came up to his knees.
再一千轴,就到了腰。
Another 1,000, then it came up to his waist.
然后再量了一千轴,就变成了这个,涨过它了,就变成可以游泳,不可以涉的水了。
After another 1,000 cubits, then the water had turned into something that he could not cross.
这段经文它在形容圣灵的工作。
This passage is describing the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们都有涉水的经验。
We all have the experience of crossing water.
所以先知他看到异象就是这样。
This is the vision that the prophet has seen.
当水很浅的时候, 你可以在水上跑来跑去,很容易来走过水。
When the water is shallow, it's very easy to walk around.
但是当它越来越深的时候, 你就发现很难走了。
But the deeper the water gets, then you find that it's more and more difficult to move around.
等到它到你的胸部的时候, 你可能只能用游泳的。
When the water reaches the height of your chest, you may only be able to swim around.
因为你不能在水里面像在跑百米一样在跑步。
You're no longer able to run in the water.
这在形容一种圣灵对我们的影响力。
This is actually describing the effect of the Holy Spirit.
从神来的力量。
It is the power that comes from God.
它就像活水的江河。
It's like the rivers of living water.
它由深到浅,由任人选择。
It actually can be from very deep to very shallow, and it's up to us to choose.
你愿意往深的地方走。
Are we willing to move towards the deep?
你就越体会到这个它的水的力量。
If so, then the more power you can experience from the water.
这就是说你如果愿意再多认识神。
In other words, if you're willing to know more about God,
你愿意让圣灵的力量来充满你,
if you're willing to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit,
那你就发现他对你的改变越大,
then you will find that the effect it has on you and the changes that it brings about are more.
之前我们有提到古圣徒保罗的他所讲的一种无奈的言语。
We had earlier explained about what Apostle Paul said in terms of things that are beyond control.
这个无力的言语是全人类共同的心声。
And these are the things that we all feel.
他就是说, 我想要做的善我做不出来,我不想做的恶我反而去做。
And that is, the good that I want to do, I cannot do, but the evil I do not want to do, I do.
这真是很无力的一种形容。
This is something that is really, is really beyond our control.
保罗说出了所有人类共同的心声。
Paul actually mentioned the voice of everyone's heart.
我们人不都是这样吗?
Isn't that the case with every one of us?
我们知道一些是对的, 但你不一定做得出来。
We know that certain things are right, but we may not be able to always do them.
当你觉得那个不该做, 但是大家都在做, 你活在这样的世代, 你好像没有办法跟他抗拒。
But there are things that are not right, However, everyone does it, and you feel that you don't have the strength to resist doing it.
你只能在这当中呢，被冲走而已。
You can only be flushed away by the waves.
你会觉得你是这么的无力。
You'll find that you are strengthless.
但是今天有一个比这个世界更强的力量。
But today, there is a strength that is greater than that of this world.
就是这活水的江河。
And this is the rivers of living water.
他就是天上神给我们的圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit that the God of heaven has sent to us.
圣灵是一个从神来的力量。
The Holy Spirit is a power from God.
那是一个善的力量，而且是好的力量。
It is a power of goodness, and it is a very positive strength.
文明发展到一个程度。
When civilization developed to a degree,
我们会发现人在寻求一种超越的力量。
You'll find that humans try to look for supernatural power.
在今天这已经不是什么奇怪的事了。
This is no longer something strange in today's world.
你可以在很多地方看到一些很奇特的一些现象。
In many places, you will see things that are supernatural.
你不了解它为什么有这种力量。
You may not understand where power came from.
它为什么会把癌症医治好？
How can cancer be cured?
它为什么能够漂浮在半空中？
How can people stand in the middle of the air?
它为什么能用意志的力量来达到这种它要的目的？
How can people use the power of the mind to control things?
这个现在有人已经不少人发现这种东西，而且认为这是可以经由训练，然后让它控制，我们可以控制这个力量。
There are many people who have discovered about these supernatural things, and they also find ways to control them.
那不是迷信的人在追求的东西而已了。
These are no longer just things that superstitious people pursue after.
现在甚至有人科学家把它列入也是一种科学。
Now even the scientists are classifying these things as science.
因为他真的看到，他真的体验到了。
Because they can truly see and they can feel.
这已经没有办法否认的东西了。
They can no longer be denied.
他们只是不知道这个从哪里来，也不知道如何控制这个力量。
It's only that they do not know where they come from and they cannot really control.
正是因为这样，这就是危险的事。
Because of that, these are dangerous.
因为那力量是未知的。
Because those strengths are really unknown.
你甚至不知道它是善的还是恶的。
You may not even know if it is of good or of evil.
从圣经上看，我们就知道那是灵的力量。
But from the Bible, we know that those are the powers of the spirits.
这世界上有很多的灵。
In this world, there are many spirits.
有神就有鬼。
If there is a God, there must be devil.
所以有善良力量，也有邪恶的力量。
If there's a power of good, there must be the power of evil.
当人有时候走到绝境的时候，会寻求这个力量。
When men walk to the end of this life, we sought out for this kind of power.
当医生没有办法医治他的疾病的时候
，When doctors can no longer cure our illness,
他宁可寻找这样的力量。
We would rather look for this kind of power.
但是今天我们在这里，从圣经上我们来去认识这种灵界的东西。
But today, we can look at the Bible and learn of these things of the Spirit.
我可以在这里劝大家不要去接触那不明的力量。
I can recommend you not to look for those things with unknown power.
因为它可能会造成我们更大的一种捆绑。
Because they may create more binding to us.
在圣经上面给我们的追求的一个方向。
The directions that the Bible gives us
就是从神来的力量
is to look for the power from God himself.
圣经上说他神是超越万神之上的神。
The Bible says that this God of heaven is really the God above all other gods.
他是一切力量的源头。
He is really the source of all power.
他是独一的造物主。
He is the only God who created this A universe.
你要找到这位又真实又善良的真神。
We need to find this God who is true and is gracious.
他会给我们更大的力量。
He will give us greater strength.
但是这个力量绝对不是满足你欲望的力量。
But this strength is not to fulfill your personal desire.
这力量是让你打败这个罪恶的力量。
This strength is to help you to overcome the power of evil.
这力量就是战胜你的软弱的力量。
It is the power to overcome your sins.
这个力量就是让你的生命会更美好的力量。
It is the power that will give you a better life.
一个人在水中游泳是非常的自在。
When a person is swimming, he may feel very freely in the water.
他可以体会到那个水是如何是在那水中是如何的这种顺畅。
He will feel how fluid it is within the water.
会游泳的人都知道。
Those who know how to swim would know this.
在这个水中你是很悠游自在的。
In the water, you will feel very flowing.
在圣灵里面也是一样。
That is how it is in the Holy Spirit.
天上的神，他要赐下活水的江河。
The God of heaven would send down these rivers of living water.
目的是要改变我们的生命。
For the purpose of changing our lives.
耶稣说，人若不是从水跟圣灵重生，是不能见神的国。
Jesus said, unless one is born of the water and spirit, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God.
这个水就是指着赦罪的洗礼。
This water is referring to water baptism that remits sin.
这个圣灵就是指着我们从神来领受从神来的灵。
And the Spirit is referring to the Holy Spirit we receive from God.
圣经上说它叫做真理的圣灵。
The Bible says that Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
它是一切都是在真理里面的。
Everything about the Spirit is within the truth.
它不可能失控的。
It is not without control.
一切都让你知道它的来龙去脉。
You will know what comes in and what goes out.
通通记在圣经内。
Everything is already recorded in the Bible.
今天也要印证在我们追求的人的身上。
And it shall be also imprinted into the heart of those who pursue it.
因为天上的神要很清楚地告诉我们这条道路。
Because the God of heaven wants to tell us this way very clearly.
他说圣灵就像我们的老师一样。
He says that the Spirit is like our teacher.
他要教导我们明白一切的真理。
He shall teach us everything about the truth.
能够成为我们在人生路上的最大的帮助。
And to become this ever-present help in our lives.
这就是活水的江河。
This is rivers of living water.
我们再看四十七章后面，在第六节开始说的。
Let's continue to read chapter 47 with the latter part of verse 6.
这个先知他看到了另外一个景象。
Then the prophet saw another vision.
他回到这个河边的时候。
When he returned to the bank of the river.
在第七节说。
In verse 7,
在河的这边和那边的岸上有极多的树木。
There were very many trees on both sides of the river.
他说这个水会流入沿海，让水变甜。
Then the water would flow into the sea, and then the water would be sweetened.
第九节说，水所到之处，滋生的动物都可以得到生活。
Verse 9 says that where the rivers go, then there would be a lot of lives.
所以他养活了这个水各样的百物。
There are a great multitude of fish that were made alive because of the water.
这是说明了圣灵带来的丰富的生命。
This is to say the bountiful life which the Holy Spirit can bring about.
活水的江河所到之处是更丰盛的这个一种生命景象。
Wherever the rivers of living water reach, that's where we can see this kind of scenery.
然后十二节这么说到。
Verse 12 says,
说这个树木的果子可以当作食物。
That all trees were good for food.
叶子也不会枯干。
The leaves would not wither.
每月都会结新的果子。
And every month they shall bear new fruit.
可以做食物。
And they are good for food.
它的这个树叶是用来治病的。
And the leaves are for medicine.
所以这就讲到圣灵对我们的重要性。
This is saying the importance of the Holy Spirit to us.
它可以让我们得到满足。
It can help us be satisfied.
它可以医治我们一切的疾病。
It can heal all kind of illnesses.
如果神若愿意的话。
If God is willing.
它可以医治我们肉体的疾病。
He can heal all kind of physical ailment.
如果我们愿意的话。
If we are willing.
圣灵可以医治我们生命的疾病。
The Holy Spirit can heal our diseases of the heart.
我们灵魂的疾病。
Our illness in the soul.
我们世人都是生活在这样的一种这种刚才说过的那种不满足跟那种忧郁当中。
People in this world are living in this kind of dissatisfaction and depression.
这是一种灵的疾病。
This is actually a situation of the spirit.
所以我们的灵生病了。
Our spirit is ill.
因为我们远离了天上的神。
Because we are far from God.
我们再次向耶稣宣求到耶稣所宣告这种活水的江河。
If we once again ask for this rivers of living water from Jesus,
我们愿意让他医治我们。
That we're willing to be healed by him.
他就会让我们得到医治。
Then he shall grant a healing to us.
能够让我们心里更加的满足，更加的健康。
So that our hearts can be even more satisfied and healthy.
让我们的人生更加的光明。
And that our lives may be even brighter.
更加重要的是，这是将来我们信的人进天国的凭据。
More importantly, this is really the guarantee of us entering into the heaven in the future.
让我们在将来有永生的盼望。
That we have this hope of eternal life.
这是最大的这个最大的应许了。
This is really the greatest promise.
是天上的神对世人最大的应许。
It is the greatest promise of God to the people of this world.
天上的神他不吝啬。
The God of heaven is not stingy.
他给我们丰富的生命，就像那源源不绝的那个活水的江河一样。
He gives us bountiful life, just like the rivers of living water that do not stop.
他愿意给我们更多的喜乐。
He is willing to give us even more joy.
他要给我们更多的满足。
And more satisfaction.
也更加的纯净。
And more purity.
更多的力量。
And more strength.
各位慕道朋友。
Our friends,
我们很期待你们也能够一同来认识这位神。
We really wish for you to know this God,
因为他已经宣告了这大好的信息。
For he has already proclaimed this great news.
只要口渴的人都可以来。
As long as one thirsts, he can come.
那你就可以从你腹中流出活水的江河来。
And out of your heart, you shall flow this rivers of living water.
我们晚上做以上的证道。
This is our mutual encouragement tonight.
好，那我们最后再来唱诗237首。